And there's a young boy over here flying a little bitty tiny cub, and I go over to talk to him about Jesus while I'm sitting there. He said, "You would come and talk to me about Jesus?" I said, "Sure. I want to know if you know him." He said, "Well, you surely can't be a Christian." I said, "Why?" He said, "You're flying a very expensive airplane, and your wife's wearing a mink coat." I said, "Those are blessings of God, son. Those are blessings of the Lord." He said, "Well, you know, the denomination I'm raised up in said you can't be a good Christian unless you're poor." I said, "Well, son, you didn't read the book very well." I said, "You know, the blessings of the Lord makes us rich." I said, "There's not anything wrong with being rich." I said, "I'm not really what some people would call rich, but I said, I have been blessed, you know, with, I mean, just like last night. I mean, last night, you know, I come in tired. I'd worked out in the heat all day long. I was soaking wet with sweat. I get in about 9 o'clock, 8:30, I guess it was, and it's just getting dark. And I told Dave, he was out there messing with a tractor. I told him, I said, "You know, I'm hot and tired, but I want to take a little, I want to go flying tonight." I said, "Let's just get the family together. I'll get Cheryl and you take your family. We'll just go out to the airport and we'll go up about 4,000 or 5,000 feet and we'll just fly around Dallas and I just want to cool off." So we went out there and got in a twin engine Seneca, cranked that thing up and took off and went up to 4,000 and flew the 4,000 foot loop all the way around Dallas. It's probably at least 180 or 90 miles of distance. We flew about 200 miles an hour, and it took us exactly 1 hour to make the loop around Dallas. Right. We just looked at the beautiful lights and everything. I thought, "Lord, you know, this is wonderful to be this rich, yes, that we can have this beautiful airplane that's paid for, that we can sit up here and look at your creation and worship you and praise you and thank you for what you've given us the privilege to do." Now, some people are far richer than I am, but everybody didn't get to go out and take a flight around Dallas last night either. Somebody might not even wanted to, but see, God knows my heart. He knows what I love to do, so He has given me the ability to take that airplane and to fly around Dallas, all the way down around Cleburne, back around Fort Worth, over downtown, all the way back around, and then come back in. And it had to be at least 180 to 190 ground miles that we flew, because we flew 1 hour and 1 minute, and we were running from 175 to nearly 200 miles an hour ground speed, according to our GPSs the whole time. But we enjoyed that last night, didn't we? We just, Dave's thanking the Lord. We're riding, he said, "Lord, I just want to praise you and thank you for this wonderful privilege to look at your creation from up above." You know, but little John was over there in the window looking out, just having a ball, you know. Hey, we loved it. We had fun. So there's not anything wrong with the blessings of the Lord. Who is it? The blessings come from who?
The Lord.
The Lord. He's the one that give us everything. So maybe we must be pleasing Him a little bit somewhere, because He sure blesses us with some good things. I love it. The blessings of the Lord makes a person rich, and He adds no sorrow with it. Now, I really love that, don't you? Yeah, I really love it when you walk in the God kind of love and do what He says. He blesses you and you're not sick and afflicted with your blessing. Right, Lisa? It's wonderful to be healthy, isn't it, girl? Yeah, I mean, she's just come down here from up north and she's been passing out little flyers and she's getting more and more work all the time. And God is just blessing her slowly, blessing her socks off. You know, so she's just left everything up there and brought her daughter and come down here and started a whole new life and building her business down here. And God is blessing her, you know, because she loves Him. You know, I can't even associate with her past life. When she told me her testimony, I can't imagine being a 10-year-old girl and coming home from school one afternoon and Mama is gone and she never came back. I can't imagine being left on the street at 10 years of age by myself. But that's what happened to her. So she didn't have too good of a life. So a lot of things went wrong. She had a lot of sickness, disease, and all kinds of problems because she was involved in a lot of different sin and everything else because she didn't know any better. You know. But now then she knows Jesus. And it makes a lot of difference. Now then, the Lord will bless you as you serve Him, and He will add no sorrow with those blessings. And that's the best way to be. That's the best way to be. Now then, let's go to the next couple of verses. Now, doing wrong is fun for a fool. You know, that's true, isn't it? I mean, fools have fun for a little while in their sin. I mean, it's just so much fun to get out there and sin, you know. But what does sin bring forth?
Death.
It says, doing wrong is fun for a fool, while wise conduct is a pleasure to the wise.
Yes.
Wise conduct is pleasure to the wise. Now then, the fears of the wicked, look at this, the fears of the wicked will all come true. Now, the wicked have lots of fears, don't they? You hear people all the time that say, oh, I'm afraid this is going to happen. You know, I mean, you hear people all the time say, oh, my goodness, I'm afraid this is going to happen. Or I'm afraid one of my kids is going to get killed. Or I'm afraid I'm going to get hurt in a car wreck. Or, I'm afraid all this money I've made, somebody's going to break in and steal it. And if you're wicked and you're not serving God, the fears of the wicked, what happens to all those fears? They all come true. So all the hard work and everything you did, it winds up benefiting you nothing. You lose it all. So the fears of the wicked will all come true. But look at that next part of that verse. So will the hopes of the godly. You know, we're hoping for so many wonderful things. And one of the things we're hoping for is heaven. We're hoping one day, this is the hope we have because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. We have a hope that the day is going to come when we do leave this earth, and we're hoping it's going to be a long time with a good, long, healthy life. Because, I mean, I used to think whenever I was 30, even when I was 20, if somebody was 70, they had one foot in the grave and the other one on a banana peel. Just wait and fall in. But you know, when you get right there at that, hey, that's not so old. You know, what I mean, don't you, brother? You're getting a little older yourself, aren't you? You're getting a little older, yeah. Praise the Lord. You ain't that far up yet, but no, you ain't that far up yet. I know that. But if you're lucky and serve God, you can get there. He says, if we don't serve Him and do what He says, we won't get there. Because He is the one that controls all this. He is the one that controls life and death. And so, who is it we got to make happy as we go through?
God.
He's the only one you got to please. Now, if you please Him, you're going to make a lot of other people happy. Because if you please Him, you're going to do what He says.
Amen.
And when you do what God says, you're going to make a lot of people around you happy. You know, people are going to love you, the average person, especially godly people, are going to love being around you. Do you like being around a godly person?
Amen.
You know, do you like being around a fool?
No.
There's too many of them out there, unfortunately. But I love being around people that know the Word of God.
Yes.
You know, that study it and walk in it. I love being around those people. See, that's where we're so blessed at the Ministry Center, because we got a clan, I guess you should say, out there. I kid everybody, except my daughters. I guess I could say my sons and my daughters, because although Dave, he's a young man, he's still, you know, he could have been my son. I'm old enough to have been his daddy, you know, and that's why I call, or his children call me Granddad, you know, or Papa T, you know. But when I'm around all these people out there, whether it be Dave and Aisha or all the other people that work out there, the men and the women, they're godly. They will listen to you when you counsel them. You know, when you talk to them, when we do things or make mistakes or whatever, at least we can sit and talk to them and they'll listen. You know, because you're trying to give them counsel from the Word of God. And they know that, and so they're trying to grow. And they want to get closer to God. So it's really wonderful, you know, that you have a group of people that live and work together like we do out there that all love God. We have one plan, one thing in common, is that we all love Jesus. And our plan is to get people saved, healed, and delivered. That is what we're all about at the Living Savior Ministries. Now then, we don't want to be one of these wicked people here, because he says the fears of the wicked will all come true. And we don't want to be one of those. But we do want to be one of the godly. Then it says, okay, go ahead. Let's go. Disaster strikes like a cyclone. Now, whirling the wicked away. Isn't that amazing how you can be wicked? You can do something and be so wicked, and disaster will strike like a cyclone. When you're least expecting it, you can be gone, can't you? Now, it's amazing. He's talking about the wicked. Disaster will strike like a cyclone. Now, for the wicked, sometimes they're 20 years old when that happens. Sometimes they're 30 years old. Sometimes they're 50 or 60 years old when that happens. But wicked people, you know, you stop and think, the more wicked people are, the younger they die. You know, you think about some of the gangs and so forth that have been in America, even back in the days of the Depression, when some of those people, really bad gangs and so forth, very few of those men ever got to be past 30 years of age. They all died. You know, I remember some of the things they were talking about. Anybody ever remember hearing the story about Bonnie and Clyde here in Texas? You know, they were wild. They were two stupid, wild, wicked kids. And what happened to them? They died at a very early age. The police officers, I mean, they had no morals, no ethics, no nothing. They'd kill anybody. It's amazing what they did. But one day, when they finally decided they were going to get them, I mean, they got out there, and the car that those two was riding in looked like it'd been, I mean, it was machine gunned. There was nothing left. Those two kids were tore all to pieces. And guess where those two kids are probably at today? I wouldn't be surprised if they wasn't down there, would you? So their problem just started. Now, I don't know their life, but I know they both had a choice as to which direction they're going to go in life. They could be either a fool and be wicked, or they can be godly. That's the way everybody has a choice, but they made the wrong choice.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.